My birth date didn't change. It's May 15th, 1978. My gender did not change. I am male. It says M on my license. My hairstyle did not change. Ah, I wish it did. My eye color didn't change. It says brown. My height did not change. I'm 6'1". My weight, I actually lost 5 pounds. So I had 5 pounds less than I was 10 years ago. That was positive. But in general, it didn't really change all that much. What God is communicating to us, what Jesus is saying, is that there is one more status that does not change. Blessed. You are favored by God. Nothing can change that. Nothing can take that away. If you're in your youth, you're blessed. If you're in your young adult years, you're blessed. If you're in your middle age years, you're blessed. If you're in your senior year, blessed. The target is blessed. It's so more comforting to be blessed than to just be a part of the large crowd. It's not necessarily a guarantee that things are going to go well just being in the crowd. Now, I want to comfort us as I close out my message here, because we could think that because we are practicing these Beatitudes, they're difficult, they're hard, that we will be isolated, that we will be lonely in life. They are kind of lonely words, being meek and mourning and being a peacemaker. About 4 years ago, it was shared that there were 12 boys in Thailand who went to explore a cave. That's what boys do. They didn't have a plan. They just went to the cave. They thought they'd kind of enjoy the afternoon, pick up a few rocks, maybe check out some bats, just kind of give voice and see what the echoes might be in the cave. But they made a really terrible decision at the wrong time. See, as they entered the cave, a really horrific storm came upon Thailand. And within a matter of moments, they were trapped and isolated because the passageways were flooded with water. Trapped, isolated, no food, no light, no way to communicate with anyone that was outside of the cave. It was a terrible situation. Now sometimes, see, living these Beatitudes can feel, there can be similar feelings. Trapped, isolated, being meek, mourning. Being a peacemaker can be very isolating and lonely. One thing that the boys didn't realize was that there was 10,000 people working on their behalf to rescue them. Dogs, drones, soldiers. They had no clue. After 9 days, one of the rescuers reached the boys and there was great comfort by the boys immediately with what the rescuer said to them. The rescuer said this, I am just the first of many more who are coming for you. That little statement really sticks out to me. Because I believe that's a message like exactly what God would say to us. As we live out the Beatitudes, the thought can be that we're lonely, we're isolated. My friends, God has reached you. He has reached you. In the waters of baptism, you are His. You are rescued. That's a reality. But God says, you know what? There's many, many others who have also walked this path. There are many others who have been the poor in spirit, have been pure in heart, been peacemakers, that have mourned, that have been merciful. You are in good company. Others have walked this journey as well. One of the misapplications of this text is sometimes happens when people say, well, these things that we do, these Beatitudes, are things that we do in this life, and then we'll be rewarded in heaven. And there is kind of that thought there, that maybe we'll be blessed sometime once we get to heaven. But in this sermon, Jesus really clarifies that thought when in the Lord's Prayer he says, as it is on earth, as it will be in heaven, he says. In other words, what he's saying, Jesus is saying, is blessed is not just something for heaven and eternity. Blessed is for the here and now. That's a status for you to hold on to right now, as if it's on your driver's license. Savor the special status that you have. You are blessed. No need to join the crowd. Just take on the status of being blessed. Amen.